Next week's Pennsylvania Supreme Court retention election is unusually contentious when compared to earlier years. Anti-abortion activists in the Commonwealth see it as an opportunity to change the direction of a court that has ruled favorably on abortion access. In overruling Roe v. Wade, the U.S. Supreme Court left decisions on reproductive health to the states, but banning abortion in Pennsylvania would require winning the legislature, the governor's office, and the state Supreme Court. That said, Greer Donnelly, a law professor at the University of Pittsburgh, says the current court has ruled that abortion access is a right under the state constitution Equal Rights Amendment, which might be used to challenge other restrictions.
Pennsylvania has a lot of abortion regulations on the books right now that many people might be surprised by and uncomfortable with. The ruling that they made in that Allegheny case provides a really great standard for litigators to potentially come in and challenge a lot of those rules as unconstitutional.
Election day is this coming Tuesday, November 4th. Riders on SEPTA's regional rails have faced delays as the agency performs mandatory inspections of its Silver Liner rail cars following a series of fires that led to increased scrutiny from federal rail authorities. So far, crews have inspected 108 of the older rail cars, and only 35 of those were found fit to return to service. SEPTA's Andrew Bush says cars that don't make the grade are set aside while they continue to inspect the other rail cars. Once the inspections are finished, then repairs will be made.
We don't have a firm date on that, but we would likely be looking at sometime toward the end of this year, so the end of December, early January. Now, we expect that leading up to that time, it would improve significantly from where it is now.
According to Bush, SEPTA is still trying to find ways to expand the fleet to cover the current shortfall. Checking sports, Flyers grapple with the Predators in South Philly tonight. Action beginning at 7. Sixers are next in play tomorrow night at home against the Celtics, and the Eagles have a bye week this week.